Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know with all the lifestyle changes that Americans are facing right now, the beef industry is responding with some adjustments to the information they're giving consumers.
We have adjusted our marketing programs quickly to reflect a consumer and supply system that is rapidly changing, it seems, day to day. But a couple of key steps we have taken include reallocating promotional dollars from sports marketing efforts to YouTube and Google search advertising to focus in on beef's healthfulness. We want to remind people about how healthy beef is and to share recipe and cooking tips with Oklahoma consumers. While the supply issues have been considerable, we're also working through our social media to reassure consumers that our beef farmers and ranchers are continuing to raise beef for their dinner table, that ag doesn't stop.
And you can go to oklabeef.org to see how the beef industry is helping consumers plan healthy meals that include beef. That's oklabeef.org.
Well, live cattle contracts wrapped up the week in a disappointing fashion, settling lower after the beginning of the week progressed higher. April live cattle closed $1.17 higher at $94. June live cattle was $2.30 lower at $84.37. August live cattle down $1.45 yesterday at $90.75. And regardless of how you feel about the coronavirus, there's no denying that it's had a massive toll on the markets and continues to jeopardize the livestock contracts. Feeder cattle contracts closed today half-heartedly yesterday. Complex wasn't fully sold on trading higher, but the pressure from the other contracts pulled the market lower as traders checked out early for the holiday weekend. Around the noon hour yesterday, though, we heard that the Smithfield Pork Processing Plant in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, announced that it would be closing temporarily for cleaning after 80 confirmed cases had been reported with the plant employees. The plant intends to close some of its production Saturday and then be completely shut down both Sunday and Monday so the premises can be cleaned and sanitized. On the grains yesterday, Kansas City May wheat closed up 14 cents, 492, supported by bullish concerns about a forecast for sub-freezing temperatures that reach as far south as Kansas early today and into the Texas Panhandle early on Monday. May corn was up 1¾ cents at 331¾ yesterday, even after USDA increased its estimate of the 2019-20 U.S. ending corn stocks from 1.89 billion bushels in March to 2.09 billion bushels in April, more than was officially expected. On the soybeans, they were up 9 cents at 88 to 63 and a half yesterday, ignoring USDA's higher than expected estimate of U.S. ending soybean stocks. USDA increased its ending stocks estimate from 425 million bushels to 480 million bushels, boosted by a 50 million bushel reduction in the export estimate and 24 million bushel reduction in the residual account. We're going to check those futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Of course, our markets are closed today in observance of the Easter holiday. Yesterday, April live cattle up 117, 94 even. June down 230 at 84.37. April feeder cattle down 35, 119.52. May down 42, 118.95. Kansas City wheat, May was up 14 cents, 492. July up 13¾, 499. Chicago wheat, May up 8¼, 556.5. July was up 9 cents, 557.5. May corn up 1¾, 331¾. July was up 1¼, 336¾. May soybeans up 9 cents, 863.5. July was up 9¼ at 871.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.